2D diagrams that I came up with back in 1999, which is the big picture in terms of how they are creating disease. And of course, if you consult me, you can learn how to reverse your disease with natural therapies. And always remember that negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. In fact, when you find that you're living in a tyranny, when injustice becomes law, in other words, rebellion becomes duty. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, or you can help friends or family who are too ill to face failure by getting a consult for them. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ryan's dependable voice, I have a toll-free number that works from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, 888-321-6751. My Skype username is drcarly1. But I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you're in an area where you can contact me with the toll-free, I would much prefer that you do that, because my Skype contact list is just too huge at this point. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and there are going to be some links there that we're going to be discussing in the show today. So you might want to access that, although it's too hard for me to control the board and do the show and watch the chat. So I won't be involved in the chat. But you can go there and chat yourselves, and you can also check out some links that I'm going to be talking about, as I said. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And if you want to access the archives for my show on Sundays on These Changing Times Radio out of the UK, you should go to Dr. Carly Archives on the Light of Day Radio Show.com, and you will find a link to those archives by clicking a icon underneath where it says 2012 on my Dr. Carly Archives page on Sheldon Day's site. And I want to thank Sheldon so much. He's been posting many archives. In fact, I've been doing shows pretty much every day. I don't have them post all of them. But let me just mention that I was a guest host on RBN for the Unsolicited Opinion Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the past week. And I will also be guest hosting for Maggie Rodden next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Kind of a deja vu experience. And those archives will also be posted on my archive page on Sheldon Day's site. Okay, I also request that you support the station. You can go on OrionTalkRadio.com. You can make donations there on the homepage. You can also purchase a t-shirt, which allows you to become a walking advertisement, because there's many good shows on this station, as you know, and we really need to get the word out because big things are happening. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron again. That number is 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free to listen to the show, and very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever speaking. As I said, my show out of the UK on Sunday is on thechangingtimesradio.name.com. That link is available for you to see on my archives page on the lightofdayradioshow.com, as well as call-in numbers where you can call into that show. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a very important show with Jane Burgermeister, Austrian researcher who I lost contact with for a couple of years, but she's going to be back on the show tomorrow because people... mail online, dailymail.co.uk, as of July 11th, has an article on there. Bird flu is only three steps from mutating into deadly new form that could cause global pandemic, and scientists are scrambling for new vaccines. So very interestingly, just as we're getting ready to bring forth the Olympics, they're letting us know that the bird flu pandemic's getting ready to start. And how do they know that it's only three steps from mutating into a deadly new form? Because the mad scientists are doing it. That's how they know. So I encourage you to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists, to purchase a silver lung scleral silver generator. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you can find a link to the silver lungs generator that I suggest. And along those lines, I just have to bring up the bad memory of Patrick Jordan, who I took off my show some time ago because I found out of all his plagiarizing and other things that were going on. But unfortunately, I have to bring up his name again because he's back at it again, trying to hurt people, sending out information to his list now that actually silver is dangerous, and his new alleged information to quote-unquote prove this is a link that he gives out to a page which suggests that silver is an irreversible enzyme inhibitor. And, of course, as Mario Cifaldi and I discussed on our show in May that you can access in the archives, AG Plus is not found anywhere in the body, as the blood in our stomach will produce an insoluble compound of AGCL. Only in a lab experiment could you have the free ion of AG Plus. And then he's linked up with some other guy named Tony that's affiliated with this website he gave out, which basically suggests that, that apparently silver is being used to destroy people's enzymes, and that you have to bind the silver with fat to get around this. Total disinformation. Why has Patrick Jordan joined the dark side, and why is he now hurting people? I have no idea. But I just encourage all of you to not pay attention to pretty much anything he says, because if he's telling people that silver is bad when that's one of the most important things you can do to save your life, then that's a very huge red flag. Okay, I also want to tell you about a YouTube video that's going to be posted in the chat room. Very important for all of you to see. It's entitled U.S. Soon to Use UK's Mind Control Weapon, 450 megahertz. And it's a relatively short YouTube, which will let you know what they're up to in terms of using mind control frequencies on all of us. And the UK's already pretty much perfected it. Now the U.S. is joining in. And it's quite amazing, actually, how many things that they can do with their mind control technology, including giving you flu symptoms. So that's kind of interesting how that works out. Okay, on today's show, our answer to what's ailing America and the world is child trafficking by governments. I'm very honored to have on my show once again two individuals associated with the group One Voice for the Kids, Sam Edwards, who started the group, and Andrew Peacher, who's a big voice in that group as well and does radio shows. And I'll have, when he comes on, I'll have him let people know where they can listen to his radio shows. But it's going to get real exciting, folks, because as of July 20th, One Voice for the Kids is going to have an Olympic rolling blockade. And let me just quickly read the press release that Sam Edwards sent out. Attention, world's press and media. Since 2008 alone, the figure has much more than doubled to some 225 cases a week, bringing the total number of children in quote-unquote care in the UK as a whole to at least 90,000. The manner in which every week dozens of families are wantonly ripped apart has become truly horrifying. And the only reason this does not itself make it headline news is that our so-called child protection system has become so ruthlessly hidden from view by the wall of secrecy built around it by our family courts. What is most shocking about our child care system is the extent to which, behind that wall of secrecy, every part of it has gone off the rails. The social workers have become far too prone to target not genuine problem families, like those of Baby P or Victoria Climie, the 8-year-old girl from the Ivory Coast who in 2000 was tortured and murdered by her guardians in London, but normal, respectable homes where children are being happily brought up by responsible parents. The reasons given by the care industry for seizing these children tell their own story. Since 2008, the proportion of children removed because they are being physically or sexually abused has actually gone down. Okay, there's the music. I'll continue with this after the break, and then we'll bring on our guests, Sam Edwards and Andrew Peacher. And, of course, people, this is happening everywhere, especially here in the good old U.S. today. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America and the World, where our answer today is child trafficking by governments. I encourage you to go to the website of the group that we're discussing. It is onevoiceforthekids.org.uk. And let me continue with the press release that I was reading before the break. Since 2008, the proportion of children removed because they are being physically or sexually abused has actually gone down. Instead, the social workers cite vague reasons based on opinion rather than testable evidence. They use terms such as emotional abuse, the use of which is soared by 70%. In many cases, the social workers don't even need to produce evidence, only their personal view that a child might be at risk of emotional harm is all it takes. The corruption starts with the counselors and the social workers who are paid to take a child into care, I love that word, care, every 22 minutes. And so what this group is going to do is have a rolling blockade. The aim of the rolling blockade, they have all the stolen children returned to their parents where they belong. The location for this rolling blockade will be released a week before the Olympic Games opening ceremony begins and the torch comes into London. The date for this blockade is the 20th of July. For more details, please contact blockade organizer Sam Edwards via onevoiceforthekids.org.uk. And I just want to state that the worst thing you can do to emotionally abuse a child is rip it out of its loving family. And that just proves what monsters these people are. And, of course, child trafficking by the state is happening globally. And this is one of the biggest ways these predators make money, is stealing children. Okay, Sam and Andrew, if you could both unmute yourself. And, Sam, I'd like you to start. Please tell the listeners how things are going. And, Andrew, chime in whenever you like. Go ahead, Sam.
Good evening, Rebecca. Thank you very much for allowing me to come onto the show again. It's always a pleasure. As you said so well, I've called it the Olympanic Rolling Roadblock 2012, basically because that's what it's going to cause. It's going to cause mass panic. And the reason for it is because of the reasons you stated before. And as you know, that in this country and around the world, children are being stolen from normal, loving families for no other reason. And this has got to stop. It's far worse than that. So the idea of coming up with the, as you know, we did the worldwide peaceful protest back in March, and we said 6 months later we'll be doing something else. Well, we're a little bit early, so we're now doing the Olympanic blockade. And the idea of it is really to target the M25, which is the main arterial road of the country, because all of the other highways, as you say, link onto the M25. So if you blockade the M25, which is a slow-moving motorway at the best of times, if you bring it to a complete and utter halt, it is going to start blockading all the other roads, which we don't even have to try. And therefore, nobody will be able to get the Olympics, nobody will be able to get from airports to the Olympics, they won't be able to get off trains, they won't be able to get off coaches, and they certainly won't be able to get down the highways to go to where they want to go. You can imagine that I'm receiving all sorts of emails, some nice, some not so nice. I've been told that I'm interfering in the Olympians' dreams of becoming an Olympian to represent their own country. But you've got to think, about what are the hopes and dreams of the children who have been stolen, whose self-esteem has been so shattered that they may have wanted to represent their country when they were a bit younger because they thought it was, you know, exciting. That's what they wanted to do.
And wait, now, hold on, Sam. I want to suggest an answer for that statement. What I would tell these idiots is that if these Olympians knew what their countries were doing to the children, perhaps they wouldn't be so proudly representing them. And I think this is an ingenious idea that you've come up with. It is certainly peaceful, and I would think that even the mainstream media would have to get involved and say, well, why is this being done? And what are they going to report to the people, that you're some kind of a terrorist? I mean, that's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Can I comment?
Quick one,
Dr. Carley, because some is the best, it's not just the Olympics and all that. On that particular day, the torch relay could be trapped in an area called Kent, and it wouldn't be able to then carry on its journey to the next town.
Well, that's pretty funny, and I actually heard someday last week that the torch went out. So to me, that was like a sign, you know, things are coming. Okay, good point, Andrew. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Excuse me. Some of the achievements I've achieved since. I'm not going to take all full credit for this. There's a guy called David Jenkins who's got to take most of the credit for the idea, because he came up with it shortly after the worldwide peaceful protest, and also a lady called Jane Johns. And I didn't dismiss the idea. I said, look, let's just wait a minute. Let's see what the impact was from the protest that we did. And as you know, we had some 40 nations taking part, so that was a victory in itself. So, as I say, without disappointment, you can't appreciate the victory, and that was a victory for us. Now, the victory, again, is within grasp, because the blockade, basically, I've got in contact with some very big unions in the country. One of the biggest is called United Union. And they are part of... They're part of a... If you Google... if you can just mute that for a minute.
Yeah, try muting, Andrew. Maybe that will help. Start again what you were saying, Sam, because there's some weird stuff going on. Say it again what you were saying.
Okay. I got in contact with many unions in the UK, some really big ones. There's one called Unite the Union. And basically they're part of a company called Coryton. Now, Coryton are a very big oil refinery in the UK, and it's threatened with closure. And because of this, it's going to cost, if it does close, it's going to cost the government in the region of somewhere around £100 million, because there's going to be so many job losses. Now, the union is threatening to protest over the Olympic Games. Now, they was going to do that on the 22nd. Of July this year, and I got in contact with a guy called Russ Ball, and he is the chairman to that union, and I've got him on board. He's got some 1,500 members, union members, who are going to basically protest somewhere around London towards the actual Olympic Stadium. And now, because I've told him that we're going to do a rolling roadblock, he said, well, how do you want us to help you? I mean, we want to be involved, but how best do you want us to help you? And I said, well, just bring all your members down. Tell all the other unions that you speak to or you communicate with on a daily basis, and get them on board. Get them on board, you know what I mean? Because, you know, and it's not just them. You've got the Farmers for Action. The milk supply, or the amount they receive for cattle when they go to have them slaughtered is under scrutiny, is under threat of being reduced in price, so therefore they're going to feel the pinch, and as well, you know, farmers are, we need them. we absolutely need farmers, milk, dairy products and everything. You know, and then more
and I guarantee you, Sam, that there are members of all these groups who have had their children stolen as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the message, that's the important message you're trying to get out. You've got to say that if you were back in 2008 when we had another blockade similar, but it was for fair fuel, and basically you've got to ask yourself, well, how many of those protesters have had their children removed, but yet they were protesting about, you know, the price of fuel? So, you know, it makes sense that they are doing something they believe that is important, but then you've also got to realise that, you know, well, you may have had your children stolen prior to that protest, and okay, nothing like this has been done, and it hasn't been suggested by them, do you know what I mean? So maybe they might have, you don't know, but because it hasn't been done before, now we're going to see the true colours of the UK coming together as a united nation. But you've got to understand that we are a kingdom, we're not a republic, we are a kingdom, we are a sovereign nation. And we hold dear to ourselves is our sovereign. Do you know what I mean? But just a second. But I've also got, this is very important. The planned surface-to-air missiles, as you know, is going into London. But there's two residential housing blocks in the east end of London. And I actually contacted the campaign organizer from that, who went to court and lost their campaign to have them not on their roofs, because you could have, you know, a new family, they just started out, they've had their new baby, and they're starting their journey into parenthood and their life together, and they've got a new baby, and all of a sudden you've got a massive weapon on there. Now, it was suggested by the MOD and the government, they issued a statement, there is no proof that these weapons will cause harm to human life. Now I put it to them, what is the primary function of a weapon? It is to kill. And they're issuing statements like that on national TV, national television. Okay, it blew me away. So I got in contact with the campaign organizer for the Residents Association for those two housing blocks. I've now got 300 plus irate residents who are ready to come down to the M25 and stand there with high visible jackets on, with the three initials called NCP, which stands for the National Car Park. Now, if you do your history and your research about the M25, it was called the world's largest car park when it was first laid, because it caused nothing but chaos. So I'm going to have people stand, this is what they said to me, they're going to stand on the slip road with NCP splattered on the back of their jackets, taking a pound per car.
You're turning this whole highway into the world's largest parking zone. I love that. But I just have to say, of course, the sovereignty is being taken away from all nations, right from out from under us in plain sight. All of our governments are occupied by these psychopaths that actually control the world. And I just want to mention a couple important messages that Andrew is sending by Skype. First of all, David Paul Jenkins, who you mentioned as the one who came up with this idea, wants us to advertise the protest in London on the 27th at 27th of July, Downing Street, 1,000. Thousands of people will be coming to London from around the world. And the other thing very important is that you are going to allow firemen and ambulances through by the hard shoulder. So it's not like you're going to prevent emergency vehicles from doing what they have to do. But, of course, the police, well, maybe they can wait.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just want to come back on to David Jenkins, the protest in London on the 27th. Basically, that was the original plan, and we are sticking with it regardless. What we want to try and do from that is, if they don't get the result they expect to get, and this is where we're all joining in again. You see, we're going to prevent people from leaving London. We're going to make the same blockade from inside, outside, So when they try and leave the Olympics, they're not going to be able to get home so quickly. Do you know what I mean? And that involves, it means the politicians and all these foreign people, the foreign politicians that are coming through as well. So the idea is if we don't get the right result from the 27th or on the 20th, then it's going to be, the whole of the area of London is going to be completely shut down. You know what I mean? And that's going to send a ripple effect out towards the rest of the country, you see. So then nobody else is going to be able, you know, deliveries ain't going to be made, petrol deliveries ain't going to be made, you know. So before you know it, we're going to have the green goddesses back in again. You know what I mean? The green fire engines back into Britain again. You know, and, you know, look, this can all be avoided. You've been given a choice. I know you say, I take this on board every time you say it, and I acknowledge it. You know what I mean? But there's no talking to these times of pass. I know that. You know what I mean? But because I'm working under the legal frameworks of this country, under the Magna Carta, laid down by our ancestors, you know what I mean? That is the law that I'm going by, and that is my duty to stand up behind that law. Now, I'm giving Cameron the opportunity. This can all be avoided if he wants it. I'm giving it to you on a plate. If you want this to be stopped, come meet my steering committee. It's that simple. If not, you're going to see at least, so I can name right now, three different unions that are going to fall upon the M25 on the 20th of July, I guarantee it. And that's over at least 1,500 people plus. So that's with vehicles. Now, the guy from the refinery, he said, would you like some wagons? Now, he emailed me tonight, and he wasn't meant to get in contact until a Monday. But he's now emailed me back, and he says, would you like some wagons?
Well, I have.
I just sent him a very quick, short email back, and I just said, yes, and I sent it. And basically, I reckon what we're going to see is you're going to see what they did in 2008 was that a bunch of truckers was on a bridge, and they basically parked their lorries, their trucks, and got out their cab and walked down to the hard shoulder and had cups of tea and made it official picket line. Now, they haven't got the resources, you know, to remove every single now this is the kind of that is terrible, Andrew.
Yeah, are you still muted, Andrew? Okay, Andrew's right, still okay. Muted.
But here's the clever part, okay? Now, because you've got, unsuspecting motorists on the 20th, yes, slowly they are starting to realise that, I mean, it is out there, it's on the internet, you know, the press release has gone out, MPs, everyone's got it, more or less, you know what I mean? We're sending it out to everybody, but unsuspecting motorists on the 20th who don't know about this, and it will start before the school run, so, you know, kids won't be going to school that day. But I think they're off anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But the point is that unsuspecting motorists will be our audience. We've got the largest audience we've ever had. They just don't know yet. And they don't know they're going to take part yet either in the history.
Right. A very important thing I would continue to put out there, because of course they're going to blame you for ruining the good times of the visitors wanting to watch their Olympians standing up for their countries. What you have to make them understand is that these countries that you're saluting are trafficking children, okay? And so don't blame the people who are trying to stop it. Blame the governments who are doing it. And then sending Olympians to have a party like, oh, everything's great. No, it's not. Go ahead.
I mean, the other clever part of it is that because you've also got, you've got Olympics that are going to happen over in, there's going to be a few events going on in Birmingham. You know, there's other cities that are going to take part in some way or another. Wales, apparently. Scotland's taking part too. Now, if they can't get out the M25, they're going to get up there. They can't airlift everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back to what Andrew said about the Olympic thoughts, the whole point of letting it go up the British highways, basically, is so that people can see it. It's a momentous occasion. It's supposed to be a fantastic occasion. If that's the case, then why are we spending so much money on the security? It's a joke. I've got inside information from that. I've got an old school friend of mine who has actually got the security contract, because he's got ex-SAS and ex-Gurkhas. They set up a security firm. They've got the government contract. Now they're bringing in another, because G4, they couldn't cope with demand. Why put in their tender if you can't cope with it? Do you know what I mean? And now they're bringing in an additional 3,500 troops. Do you know what I mean? I've been told firsthand that if I continue to do what I'm doing, and I'll explain that I've been hacked already, do you know what I mean? Right?
Yes.
But if I continue what I'm doing, the police will have the first word. If they don't get any result from that, then these boys are going to come in. It won't be a case of being bundled into the back of the van. You are going to be basically roughed up into the back of the van, and you're going to be hurt a little bit in the back of the van too. Now, I'll leave that to your imaginations of how bad this can get. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, there's so much going on here. Do you know what I mean? And the public are loving it. Think of the revenue that's coming into the country.
Right.
Think of the money.
Well, let me just say, these intimidation tactics are always what they do. And, of course, as I said before, you know, our duty is to stand up against the tyranny. They're doing the same thing here in the States for sports events. They have, you know, TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, banning people going into sports stadiums, all kinds of crazy things, because they've invented these terrorists, when in fact the governments themselves are terrorists against their own people. And I wonder if maybe some of those troops have had their children removed. You know, who knows how it's going to work out? Because, of course, anybody that stands up for truth, you know, gets intimidated and sometimes injured by these psychopaths. But in the end, I would suspect this one focus that you have of the stealing of children, everybody involved, except for the psychopaths, they never lose their children. But, you know, there can be troops that have lost their children. There can be all kinds of people who are supposed to stop you who have actually lost their children. And what are they going to do when the moment comes? Go ahead.
No, I'm going to let Andrew come in for me. I did promise him I will let him speak this time, but I don't usually let him.
Okay. All right. So Andrew. if you could mute things just for the moment, and we'll bring Andrew in. And Andrew, please start out by telling the listeners about your radio show and how they can listen.
Yeah, we've got a radio show called Parents for Justice. You can find us under the title of Stop Forced Adoption. And that's on Blog Talk Radio. We're on 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific, and 8 p.m. in the UK. That's every night of the week. The show's about parents helping each other out, referring each other to different Facebook or agencies that are on the side of the parents, and to encourage them a little bit to join these protests.
Yes, they have to join the protest because, of course, the agencies are the predators stealing the children, and the courts are totally corrupt, and this is global. And so, you know, rather than just have what I call support group sessions where they're all crying on each other's shoulders, it's the most traumatic thing a parent can go through, and I speak from experience, to have your child ripped away from you, especially if something terrible's happened to them and you know that they're going to be further injured. We have to stand up and stop these monsters, because the idea that they're making money off stealing children, and as Sam says in his press release, this has nothing to do with protecting children that have been damaged. They are the ones damaging the children. They are saying they're taking the children away because they may be emotionally abused. And as I said, there's no worse emotional abuse you can do to a child than steal it away from its family.
Yeah, exactly. And what I do in Jagnet and Lincolnshire in the UK, I've got a group website called parentsinjustice.co.uk. And it became relevant for me when my children were damaged by vaccines. Sorry to mention that on this show, but they were stolen by the...
Wait, hold on.
Flawless
I think we have a break. And we're back with What's Ailing America and the World, where anti-gay is child trafficking by government, with my guests Sam Edwards and Andrew Peter from One Voice for the Children. And I just want to say, actually, Andrew's story is very typical. His children were damaged by vaccines, and of course, we've covered vaccine damage on this show many times, and I've done many shows about vaccine damage, and if you don't know what that's about, please check out the archives. But one of the amazing evil things that they're especially doing in the UK, which has been researched extremely well by journalist Christina England, is that what they do with parents that claim their children are vaccine damaged, they basically diagnose them with a psychiatric condition, Munchausen's by proxy, and then they come in and they steal your children, saying that you have a psychiatric condition. I mean, the layers of evil involved in this are just beyond comprehension. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, it runs a bit deeper than that. It's not just because they've been vaccine damaged. I won't go into the subject too much, but the government in the UK and in America, they steal children from families for dysfunctional reasons. So if you've got a learning difficulty, you're an alcoholic, you know, you're sort of even gay, single, depressed, anything like that, that's a good reason for stealing your kids. And what we're doing in One Voice for the Kids and Parenting Justice, you know, we don't want to see people. I met a person the other day on the internet called Robert Honecker, and I've also known Brian Clare for many, many months and years. Robert is a typical case like Brian was. You know, they've had a double episode. So they've been stolen from their parents. They've been, Robert's from the USA, by the way. They've been stolen from the parents, and then they've been sexually abused within the care system. And that alone, I shall fight until, you know, I shall die if I get arrested. I know I've got issues at home with my wife, not being well, medically this time. I shall fight, because if I can get rid of this, what's the word you use, these...
Crimes against humanity, that's what it is.
If we can get rid of them on a small scale, because guess what? There's three things a government or powerful person will pick on you for. They'll either steal your money, because that'll make you broke. They'll steal your heart, because they, you know, they take your children. Or, in this case now, because when people are not backing down, because they can't get your heart, they can't get your money, so guess what? They're going to get your mind with this mind control weapons. And we're not going to allow it to happen, are we, Sam Edwards? Not at all.
Let me just chime in here, because, see, the amazing thing, and I experienced this myself, when they've taken everything you have, when they've taken your children, when they've kept you in court for 7 years, as I did, and you almost end out in the street, when your child is put in a situation where he's being satanically, ritually abused, if you don't lose your mind, you become unafraid of anything, and that's what people have to do, is lose their fear. In fact, I just want to bring up Kevin Annette of the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State, which I'm hoping to hook up with you guys, because one of the things that they're revealing in their documents against the Crown, against the state, which is especially the UK, against the church, and against Big Pharma, is not only are they stealing children and using them for child pornography and sex trafficking and things of that nature, but they're also experimenting on them with drugs. They're using them as lab rats. That's what people have to face. That's how little, while they're pretending, and when I hear you use that word care, with that they're going into the care system, you know, as always, whenever these corrupt governments do anything, it's actually the exact opposite. How dare they call this putting the children into care? It's the exact opposite. They're abusing the children beyond anything which any parent could do. And, of course, the idea that you're going to take children away from a parent because the parent's depressed. What more depressing thing could you do than take the child away from the parent? This is torture. These are crimes against humanity. And that is why this is the tipping point. If people don't care about this issue, then they're not human. And if they think that they're not going to be affected, well, guess what, folks? I never thought I would be affected either. I'm sure Andrew never thought he would be affected. Sam hasn't gone through this himself, and that's one reason I give him so much credit, because he's standing at the gate, you know, despite the fact this hasn't been done to him. But we have to stop these monsters. We have to. It's enough already, because they're destroying children on so many levels. And of course, how are they going to grow up to be productive members of society? Well, they're not going to be, and that is why they're doing it. Okay, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of, for this little speech, I wanted to say, look, what keeps me going is people like Robert Honecker and Brian, you know, they've been through all that. And it's not because Brian's came out the other side pretty well, but Robert, from the US, now living in the Netherlands, he's you know, an oldish person like we are, 40-odd, you know, middle-aged, yeah. He's got no family now. He's got a wife that doesn't really understand. I don't know if that's fair to say that. But, you know, he's kind of all alone. He had a brother that died, his family's gone, and the person they put him with in the US was a paedophile. I mean, it's really, you know, this is what spurs me on, and I just want to say to Robert, if he's listening tonight, you need to grow some inner strength, and you need to fight the people out there, the governments, because without fight, they're just going to destroy you.
Exactly. Yes, I totally agree with what you're saying. And giving the children to pedophiles is what they oftentimes do. And we just had a situation here in the States where Penn State was found to have covered up for this pedophile, Jerry Sandusky. Well, in fact, I'm sure that many of the people on the board of Penn State were procuring children from the Second Mile organization. You see, what they do first is they devastate the children. They create children with all kinds of problems, and then the pedophiles go after them. And, you know, most of the high-level government officials are pedophiles. In fact, I would like to Sam to also address what's going on with the cases of the men who have stood up in the Holly Gray case. We have now two men who have gone to jail because they've tried to do the right thing. But Sam, please come on and say whatever else you want to say first.
Okay, as for the Holly Gregg saga, I haven't spoken to Robert since he got released, so I don't know, I can't give you any information on that. As far as I know, the last I heard is that they're going to try and split Anne and Holly up, which is mother and daughter, because evidence, well, obviously, Holly is the evidence, so that's the easiest way to do it, by separation mother and daughter, so that she can't, you know, they can't collaborate and they can't get the, you know, so that works. The point I want to raise just now is that it's going to sound really bizarre, but sometimes sarcasm sticks in. It's like a subliminal seed that I'm going to use, and the easiest way to understand it, okay, I came up with this, I don't know if it can work with you, but the idea is if I was to steal a television set from a shop, and I went round to Andrew's house and I gave it to him and said, here, there's a television set for you. Now, let's just say 2 days later, he gets a knock on the door from the police and they have a report that he has received stolen property. So then he will be, if they find it, he'll be arrested, he'll be asked questions, where did you get it from, you know, how did you come by it, blah, blah, blah. So when social services and the state steal children, and they give that child to a foster agency to be fostered out to a foster family, well, surely, aren't the foster family receiving stolen property?
Yes.
So, yes. Why aren't they arrested for receiving stolen property?
Because they're working on behalf of the corrupt government. And see, that's where people have to face reality, is that the governmental agents have become the terrorists.
I just wanted to illustrate just how simple that really sounds, because that's exactly what it is. They are receiving stolen property. However, you'll get prosecuted for television set, but you won't get prosecuted if you are a foster carer. You just won't, because you are in collusion with them. It's as simple as that. Now, you know, Every single template we talk about, you know, or we read about sometimes, it's very rare, but we do, but all these templates are the same. So, look, we know how bad this situation is, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, folks. It's true. All right? But the emphasis on doing something like this, you don't know how big this could get, because You listeners out there in America, you could be watching the Olympics unfold on a daily basis over here in the UK. When you see what's happening on the M25 and how big that roadblock has actually got, because the M25, by the way, is 117 miles long. It's a big circle. So that's 117 miles for a start. That's what we're targeting. Now, we shut that down, the rest of the country will follow suit, because nothing else can get into the major city. It's simple. Okay? But you don't realize just how clever this really is, because once you see what's happening over here, and then we are making a stand. If every other country starts doing the same in their own towns, now I know in America that you Route 66 for a start. We know you've got your long road. We know that you love them, all right? But between each state of America is quite a long mile. It's quite a long way.
Hold on, Sam. We're going to a break. This is a 6-minute break, so if you want to get a glass of water or something, we'll be back in the second hour, folks. And if anybody wants to call in, make comments or questions or give ideas, please do so. We'll be right back. Thanks. And we're back with What's Ailing America and the World. And today our answer is child trafficking by governments. We have as our guests today Sam Edwards and Andrew Peacher from One Voice for the Kids. And they're planning their Olympic rolling blockade. You can go into my show page and or the chat room to get the link to read the document that Sam has put out to the media. And I'm getting a Skype message that Sam's on fire. So before you start smoking, Sam, what else would you like to contribute?
No, it was just to carry on what I was saying about how big this thing can really be. Because whilst I was just making my cup of coffee, is that all the listeners out there in America right now, and wherever they're listening to this, okay, they could be watching the Olympics unfold on their televisions, and they could see that how big this blockade really has got. And there's nothing stopping you from doing it in your country, because your roads are long, going from state to state to state to state. Do you know what I mean? You know, this is a global problem, folks. It's not just over here. This is a global problem. If you did that over where you live, all the politicians around the world are going to panic. That's why it's called the Olympanic. It's brilliant. It's a great play on words, Olympanic, and it's going to go global. And if we can only go global, if people are going to actually stand up, start saying no. That's the weapon choice. It's no, but you say it nicely. You know what I mean? This is not going to continue anymore. You know what I mean? You know, the way I see it is, I know I come across like, oh, sometimes I come across a little bit naive or maybe a bit too soft, you know what I mean? But look, I'm working this under the legal frameworks of this country, right? And I've been given a lot of information over the last couple of days about the Magna Carta and exactly how that works. Do you know what I mean? And that's what we're standing by. That's our law of this country. We're a sovereign nation. As we know, it's been taken away from us. But we're going to stand back. That's why stand up and we're going to start, you know what I mean? We're going to take back control of our country. It's as simple as that. We're going for a vote, possibly go for a vote of no confidence. Who knows? You know, but at the end of the day, this is going to cause major disruption against over the UK highway system. Now, as I said, you can do this in America. You can do this in anywhere. You know, the more countries take part of that, because then it'd be all over the media networks and the press. They have a field day with this one. They say, well, look, it's got to be coming. And they say, because look, everywhere you go, you've got a traffic jam. A traffic jam because of this. Cause a traffic jam is what I'm saying to you. Do it. I implore you to do it. Go out there, get in your car, especially in America, take lots and lots of water with you, because it's always hot there. Do you know what I mean? Right? But be prepared for a long wait and get them to listen to you. Block up their roads. If you do that, they can't arrest everybody. They can't. Just do it. Go out there in your car and do it.
Well, unfortunately, the United States is pretty much, in my opinion, the most brain-dead population on the planet. You know, they still believe that we have the best country in the world and all the rest of it. So I think what happens in the UK with what you're doing is going to be an inspiration for the entire world. And in America, it's very difficult because the highway systems are, you know, there's all kinds of offshoots. You know, just blocking one main road would not have the same effect as this 117-mile dedicated parking lot that you're going to form. But, yes, I mean, the bottom line is people have to get involved. They have to do something because they're next. There's no question. And just as you said, you see, what they do is they cross one line and they see what the reaction of the public is. Okay, they're doing nothing. Then they cross another line. How far are they going to go? I mean, we know where they're going to go, where they're going to create this new world order and we're all going to be complete slaves. So this is a very important year. And there's nothing more important that's going on right now than what you and your group and Kevin and Ed are doing. This is putting the UK right in the spotlight as a big perpetrator of crimes against humanity. And that's what people have to, you know, wrap their heads around. Because, of course, we're paying for it.
You've got to appreciate, all right, look, I mean, I know, as I said, I'm giving him an opportunity, right? Because the way I see it is I want to show that I will work under the legal framework. It's the Magna Carta I'm going by, and that's what I'll stick by. You know, and I know I keep saying it, but that's the whole emphasis. That is my duty to uphold that law. That's what was written for us by our ancestors. So that's the law of the land. You know, and anyone that goes against that will be done for misprision or treason because they're being a traitor. Oh, brilliant. David's on. Oh, I like David. David's good. But the whole emphasis of the whole protest and the blockade, it's meritable. It's needed. Nothing like this has ever been done before. It's never going to be done again like this, probably. Do you know what I mean? And it can be avoided. But do you know what? I'm so excited about it. I don't want it to be important. If I want to do it now, I'm going to do it anyway, regardless. But, you know, the emphasis on this is embarrassing for us as a nation or any nation to have to make, you know, to create such a, I don't know, you know, it's embarrassing to them that we have to go to such measures to actually get them to listen. Do you know what I mean? I'm embarrassed to having to do this, but it needs to be done. And, you know, we've had political prisoners before, do you know what I mean? We've got Roger Hayes in prison at the minute because he refused to pay his council tax because a proportion of it funds illegal wars. And he's quite within his right to do so. But because it's not the fact that he's in prison, it's the fact of how it happened. And what happened? At 8:30 he was arrested. By 6:30 he was having tea in prison. Nobody knew about that. Nobody.
Okay, but listen.
His family. Hang on, sorry. His family been trying to contact him throughout the day. Nothing. The walls of silence were up. Do you know what I mean? Anyone who phoned in there, as soon as you mentioned that man's name, Roger Hayes, that was it. The walls of silence were up, and they ain't listening. Do you know what I mean? They ain't listening to you. You know, but between 8:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening, Roger Hayes was sitting down in his cell having a cup of tea. That was all done secretly.
Okay, well, let me mention. The reason they did that is intimidation. Because, as you mm-hmm. said, he's completely within his rights to do what he did. But they don't want other people to do it. So they have to, you know, arrest people, intimidate them, scare the public, that if you stand up, I mean, let's face it. People in all of the quote-unquote civilized countries have to realize that their governments are totally corrupt. But they're kept in line by these intimidation tactics because the psychopaths that control the world also control the police and the military. But if people realize that they're already dead, they're already going to be destroyed, that is the plan. They want to exterminate 90% of the population. So if you don't want a complete hell on earth to be created, you better do something now. 2012 is the year that we have to act. There's no question in my mind.
Absolutely. And on this point, I'm gonna bring in David because I know he wants to talk about the protest in a lot more detail than I did earlier. But I mean, the two are definitely, you know, part of the same thing. It's the same remix. So I'm gonna let David talk, and I'm gonna mute for now. So thank you very much for a second.
Okay. Come on in, David. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca. You okay?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, yeah, we all. But,
yeah.
Like you say, I've listened to the show tonight and everything, and basically what we do need is people uniting together. Roger Hayes, for instance, he's ticked off, yeah? they've made an example of him, and basically they have targeted him. And that's what they will do with us all. You know what I mean? Well, and this is why we need more strong people within the cause. So they're like, when one of us gets taken out, the other strong people make up for them, and more people get recruited into our cause. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, okay, they're scared in us and stuff like that. But, like, don't be scared of what they're doing to you now, as in putting you in prison, but be scared of what they plan for you in the future.
Yes. I'm willing to die. I have nothing, so they can kill me that I consider going on vacation. That's the attitude people have to have. They have to lose their fear.
Yeah, yeah. Like, death don't bother me, and basically I will stand up for my voice. But another thing I'd like to add, going back to something Sam said, but like, Sam, all these agencies now, everything's working together, from the police to social services to other departments throughout this country and throughout the world. They're uniting against us. You know what I mean? So, and basically, I've seen this myself. Like, I was out protesting the other day, and they used police powers to try and serve a summons on me again, which they didn't succeed. But, like, this is what I mean. You know what I mean? Do not trust the police. Do not trust anyone out there. Yeah, people need to start doing things together. We need to show a united front. Most definitely.
Yes, as a matter of fact, let me just mention, 2 days ago, I do consults for people to teach them how to reverse their diseases naturally. I have clients all over the world. I got a call from a doctor that works for the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is another office of day term, because, of course, what they're actually doing is funding projects to kill us. And this doctor was involved in helping people get grants to do things like create more viruses to kill people and things of that nature. And she admitted that to me when she called me. And she said, you know, the white coats, as they call them, as I call them, have almost killed her. So she wants my help. Okay, wait, I hear the music. We'll be back after the break. And we're back with What's Ailing America and the World, where answers to is child trafficking by government. And I just want to finish speaking about what I was talking about before the break, when this NIH doctor who writes grants for mad scientists who are creating all kinds of emerging organisms that are going to kill us and are killing us. And she was telling me how she had gone in the hospital and they almost killed her. And when I started talking to her about what she does for a living, she said, well, you know, I'm a single mother. I have to put food on the table. You see, that's one of the problems we have, is how many people work for pure evil. They know they're doing the wrong thing. They have sold their soul for cash. And that's one of my goals, is to get these people who are working for the psychopaths to realize evil is evil even to its own. They are eventually going to suffer, if they're not already suffering, from all the things that are being done. And I would encourage David and Robert to listen to some of the archives of my show on the Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carly Archives. If you can give people the big picture, because you see, the police and the military, yes, they're going to be ordered to go in and stop you guys from causing your blockade. If they can be made to realize that they're being killed with vaccines, chemtrails, GMO food, all the rest of it, and as I said before, I'm sure a number of them have had their children taken as well. So they have to be brought over to our side. That's very important. Okay, David, please continue whatever else you wanted to say. Are you still there, David?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, you can let Robert come on if you want to. I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Robert.
Hello, Doctor. Thank you for adding me to the show. I just want to say a quick sentence. I want to summon all the children from the 1960s baby boom who, for one reason or another, have been through their system to come out of the shells the government put on us and prove the world that we are here for a reason.
I totally agree with you. Yes, because if you've been around for a while, I'm 57 years old, And, you know, I left medicine because I saw that the medical doubles were killing people, creating disease, research fraud, all the rest of it. I went to court. I learned the courts are totally corrupt. I've been investigating all these different things that the psychopaths are doing to depopulate us for 15 years. And what I have realized is that, as I said, we're already dead. So we must stand up. Now is the time to stand up. And I really feel very strongly that you in the UK that are doing this blockade in front of the world, because, of course, all the major media from around the world is going to be there. And if you can create a 117-mile parking lot, I don't see how they're going to be able to ignore that. It's really quite amazing.
This is awesome what these guys are doing in the UK. And like Sam said earlier, maybe it is a good idea to have the whole world stop in their tracks for the same reason.
Yes, but they need a model for that to happen. You're from the UK, or you're from the Netherlands, right, Robert? What's happening in the Netherlands? Are people waking up there?
I have yet to see anything. I was born in New Hampshire, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dr.
Carly, you want to hear something very ironic?
Sure.
My father, my adoptive father, the pedophile, was very high up in the Department of Labor when he got arrested. And he hightailed it when he got out of jail to Holland. And because I've been through all of this, I have become dysfunctional. And I think that that a lot of people that were born during the baby boom in Nam have been through what I've been through. And now Andrew, Sam, and a lot of other guys in the UK, I've been in contact with for the last month or so, and they're pulling the fight out in me, and I've had it. I'm almost 50, and it's time Uncle Sam puts his fist on the table.
Right, and let me just say, Robert, that you are not alone. One of the main reasons that they're allowing the pedophiles to run free is because, of course, it destroys children. It attacks you at the soul level. That's what it does. And I totally admire you that you are finding your way out of this, because once you realize that they intentionally did this to you because they want people to be dysfunctional, because, see, once the New World Order puppet masters take off their face, take off their mask, once it becomes so obvious to everybody around the world that we have been hoodwinked and we are now slaves, then it's going to be too late. So they want dysfunction. They want people to have all kinds of problems. This is why they're doing what they're doing. So I encourage you to be strong, do whatever you can do to overcome what you've gone through, which my son has been going through for decades. This is what I have to deal with every day when I wake up, that my only child is being satanically, ritually abused in retribution for me speaking the truth. So I deal with this every day. And we have to find a way to come out of the just the emotional devastation that these monsters have caused, and give them some emotional distress. And I just want to bring up one thing, if I could ask Sam to come on and comment about this. It was actually reported in the mainstream media here a week or two ago that David Cameron left his child in a pub. Him and his wife didn't realize they were left in separate cars, and they found out when they both got home that one of their children was missing. Did David Cameron lose his child? It sounds like neglect to me.
Well, no, he didn't.
I know.
Short answer to that. No, I mean, if it was any of us, I mean, that sounds alarm bells for, you know, neglect. But because he believes that he's beyond the law, which he's not. He's not a diplomat. If he was a diplomat, then we'd have a different ball game. But he's not. He's not. He's certainly not above the law. He thinks he is, but he's not. But I mean, nothing will ever get done because, you know, he believes he's untouchable. Simple.
Right. Well, just bringing your child to a pub in the first place would be reasons for CPS, the Child Protective Services, to move in here in the state. But you see, he is above the law because he's one of the puppets put into place by the psychopaths controlling the world. But as you said, he's not above the law, and you know these are the kinds of things that you can bring out. I mean, I'm sure you have hundreds, if not thousands, of stories of people who have done much less than leave their child in a pub, and yet their children were taken, and David Cameron's were not. You see, these are the kinds of things that you can point out that will make a very strong point.
I mean, you've got to think that we have program we have this program over here called Panorama. And basically, what that does is, like, okay, it's run by the BBC, so they're kind of blowing the whistle themselves a little bit. But what they're showing you is, and David will say this, that they showed, I think it was a couple of months ago, they showed a program where there was a drunk father in charge of his children, and they documented this, and they removed his children. Okay, now. What they're showing you is they're hoodwinking you, basically, by putting the wool over your eyes by saying, we are acting on cases that should be done. Okay, maybe in that case, yeah, you've done it. Right, great. Okay, but what about the cases that you don't document, such as Andrew and others, you know, what Robert's gone through? You know, why are you not documenting that? They're the real cases of, you know, that you need to, you know, Andrew's been on the side where they've been removed unlawfully. Robert's gone through the system in the way he's gone through the system, and yet he's not had the support that he should have got, which is what the country should be doing to protect you. That's what they're meant to do. You know, these services are there to protect and support, but they're not. Instead of that, they're in collusion with the government and in outside agencies. Now, you know, you can have a case where there's a heroin dependent mother who's due to give birth. The social services are already deemed it necessary for the child to be taken. Yes, I agree. In that case, I do agree with it. And they say to her that if you go into rehab once you've had your baby, once you've recovered, obviously, if you go into rehab and you come out clean and you stay clean for a year, there's every possibility you can have your child back. But what about the cases where it's a normal single mum who has the child removed unlawfully and doesn't and is told you'll never get her back? For a reason, she may have a learning difficulty, or she's not bright enough, or considered not bright enough to have children, or that she's emotionally harming her child by loving the child. Where's the line? Where is this line? Because I don't understand where. How can they do one thing one minute and then do something completely the opposite?
Because they're psychopaths. Well, and let me just say, in my case, my child was taken away from me because of what I do. Because I speak the truth, and there's many people in my boat as well. So it's also a retribution thing. There's nothing more devastating you can do to a mother than take away her child, and especially place the child in harm's way. So there's many aspects to this. But the bottom line is, they're giving children to parents. I mean, how many drug addicts actually recover? I'm sure that's probably why they're giving the child back to the drug addict, because they know she's going to, you know, have a re-involvement with drugs, and so that will further damage the child. Like I said, they want damaged children. These are the children that they can control, because as the hammer comes down with the New World Order, they want everybody to be dysfunctional in some way, because that's how they're going to do it. Go ahead.
See, people can't fathom, you know, this child seen by the state. The public are having a hard time digesting this, you know, what we're suggesting to them, which we know is the truth. We're trying to wake them up. But they're having a hard time understanding it or believing it.
Right.
Okay.
See, now, if you
start banging on about...
Let me say this. Because this has been my conundrum all the years I've been doing what I do. Because people of conscience cannot believe that such evil exists. And that's why they have to learn about psychopaths. Because these people are psychopaths. They have no conscience. And that is our biggest problem that we have. But putting it in their face and giving documented proof is the best way to accomplish their waking up. Go ahead, Sam.
No, I'm just going to say that, I mean, on the other side, on the other side of that, really, is that if you start talking about the New World Order, I mean, in our own particular, this is the way I say it, in our particular country, child stealing by the state and forced adoption, child abuse and all the rest of it is just the blanket that's covering our particular side of the global agenda. It's funding it. Now, in our country, it's costing £20 billion a year. That's how much it's bringing. That's how much money it generates, this child stealing by the state and this forced adoption and secret family course. It's a huge amount of sums, and a lot, and morality goes out the window when you talk about huge sums of the money in children. It's a recipe for a disaster. You know what I mean? And you know, but if you, you know, as I said, the public are not, that they're hearing it, they're listening, but they can't get their head quite around it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people I speak to on a daily basis, and you tell them that, no, that's not right. And well, no, it isn't, but that's what's happening. Now, that's the website. Have a look at that one. That will link onto this one, and that one, and that one, and that one. And before you know it, they've got a whole list of it, and it's up to their own conscience. You know, then they've got the saint on one shoulder, and they've got the devil on the other side. You know, it's only when you've got the two saints on both shoulders, do you know what I mean? That's when your conscience is clear. That's when you're standing up, and that's when you believe it. And then you'll start to you know, rendezvous with the rest of us. The masses of the UK are starting to unite. Whether the government likes it or not, this is going to happen, and it's going to be the biggest political statement that's ever been done in this country. You know, none of us are going to, you know what I mean? We're not looking, you know, like I said, we're not looking to cause trouble, but they're going to push that so they get the arrest, because they probably haven't had, you know, an arrest in months. Do you know what I mean? They're going to try and push provoke a response out of us. They're not going to get it. They're just not going to get it. Because at the end of the day, look, we're keeping it peaceful. We're showing this is the law we abide by. If you do not abide or uphold this law that I have in my hand, then you can be done from this prison of treason. It's that simple. You are a traitor to the sovereign. It's that simple. You know?
Okay, and let me just say that we know what. First of all, let me say, get rid of the word belief. There's a lie in the word middle of the word belief. This is very important. I've learned over the years. If you tell people you believe something, then they'll choose not to believe it. If you tell them you know it, and here's the proof, then they can't avoid it. They have to investigate if they have a conscience. Second of all, you know you have to expect provocateurs and infiltrators. That's how these monsters work. So I hope that everybody that attends this blockade is going to have, you know, video recorders on their phones. If anybody starts trouble, make sure people are video recording the perpetrators, because you can be sure that if you do some kind of identification on them, you will find that they work for the government.
I agree. I mean, you know, look, this is going to be filmed anyway, being live on my website and on my website on the day anyway. Andrew's going to be in charge of getting it up live on his phone, and then I should be filming it as we do it. As I say, the emphasis on this is to get, you know, is to cause the mass disruption, the mass chaos. You know, I mean, it's embarrassing that we have to take such steps to get our government to listen, but, you know, it needs must, and I will remain, you know, lawful, legal, you know, I've informed them, I've informed the people that need to be told, you know, it's up to them what they do with it, you know what I mean, if they come and talk to me, they've got every opportunity to come and talk to me before that, or ring me, whatever, email me, I'll respond. You know, the world, the press in the UK has all been told. I've emailed myself. I've emailed 600 haulier companies in this country, and the response I've had back, I'm not going to give figures, but I've had a very good response back. I won't say half, but it's not far off it. And they've all said that they're going to join on board. This is what this is what it's all about, folks. You know what I mean? If you believe in your children, if they believe, sorry, if they acknowledge that you are protecting them from a very young age, then they would acknowledge how to do it themselves when they're older, and for them, their own children. We are protecting this. We're protecting you, the new generation, which is my child, and David and Andrews and everybody else is around this country and around the world. You know, my 3-year-old, my 4-year-old, my 11, 12, and 18-year-old, you know what I mean? They are the future, and when they have kids, I want to believe that what we've done and what we've helped, what we are going to achieve by doing this blockade and the protest in London and many more to follow if we don't get our resolve, that this is going to change the rules. We know how we can do it, and we are going to do it, we are going to succeed. It's up to the world if they want to join on board of it. It's a platform. There's a platform for you to stand on. Do it. Stand up there. Give a two-finger salute to your nation, to your countries. Give that two-finger salute. You know, because at the end of the day, we are the ones that hold the power. Because we put them in there in the first place, and we can take them out. So you have to believe, you have to acknowledge that you have that power. You, the audience who are listening to this now, you have the power to change the rules. It's up to you.
Yes, and there's more of us than there are of them. And a couple of things I have to say in terms of what you just said. First of all, if they call you terrorists or troublemakers or worse yet terrorists, my response would be, you are stealing children, selling them, using them for child pornography and pedophilia, and you're calling us troublemakers because we're standing up against it. You must be insane. That's first of all. But most importantly, what you just said about being an example to the children. Children are looking to the people to show them that there are heroes in this world. Forget Batman and all the crap that comes out of Hollywood. You know, all these people with special powers. No, the special powers are those that have a conscience and the courage to stand up to the psychopath. And what chance do they have? They have no chance. If we don't do something, it's an innate thing that's built into parents. If a lion cub is attacked by some predator in the wild, what does the lioness do? She will kill the attacker that's trying to destroy her cub. That very positive aggression has been made illegal. It's called revenge. They have all kinds of words for it. We're not supposed to protect our children. We're supposed to let the government do it, but unfortunately, they are the predators. So once you understand that, then you have no choice but to stand up and do exactly what you're doing.
Okay, my final word tonight will be that every time that I look in my children's eyes, and they give me that look that they're looking for guidance, they're looking for love, they're looking for to be shown the right direction. Every time my child looks back at me with that look on their face, that's enough for me to do this. And that should be enough for you. Thank you very much for allowing me to come onto the show tonight, Dr. Carly. David, Robert, Andrew, the radio station, thank you ever so much for giving me the opportunity to announce this platform to the world. And I hope you've got a conscience and you will listen to it. Thank you very much.
Yes, Sam, and we will be in touch, and I will let people know, although hopefully they'll be seeing the 117-mile parking lot on CNN, and we'll, you know, let people know the results of all this, because this is the beginning. I really feel very strongly about that. Okay, Andrew, did you have some other comments you wanted to make?
Yeah, it's more of an appeal, really, than a comment. We're struggling all over the world to get good freelance journalists, media contacts. We're just wondering if anybody out there were listening and they know any, you know, media people, any freelancers, just to email me or Skype me at Andrew Peacher on Skype or andrewpeacher@btconnect.com. There are a few good people out there that will take on board when these bizarre stories that we're doing. It's not bizarre, you have to do it, but we, you know, that's all we need is one little link to someone like ABC, NBC, you know, over here, the BBC, the All Common Purpose. So there's got to be a little station somewhere, but like Blog Talk Radio is a little, very little one. Orion radio, a bit more, but we need some bigger now to do this, and once it goes out on some mainstream media, they'll be begging for interviews.
Okay, well, you can forget CNN. I'm being sarcastic when I say that. The mainstream media is controlled by the same psychopaths causing the problem, so that's never going to happen. Although they may be forced to cover a gigantic blockade that's going to happen with what One Voice for the Children is doing. So, but there's no, the media within those organizations would lose their job. So they would not even be allowed to discuss this on the air. But yes, in fact, internet radio is where it's at, and there's lots of people listening, and there's lots of people that have their own shows that I hope that they will also contact Sam to have him on their shows. But regardless, it's going to happen at the grassroots level. And I want to give out Sam's website again, onevoiceforthekids.org.uk. And also check out stolenchildrenoftheuk.org.uk. Okay, there's the music. We're going to a break. We have one more segment. Please, everybody, stay on. We'll be right back. And we're back with the last segment of Failing America and the World, where our answer today has been child trafficking by governments. And one thing I want to suggest all of you do is check out franklinscandal.com. FranklinScandal.com. If the people that you're talking to don't believe that these major-level pedophiles are doing what they're doing, that's a very important source. I've had Nick Bryan, who wrote the book, The Franklin Scandal, on my show a couple of times. And basically, on that website, you will learn that high-level government officials, up to the president, are pedophiles. And they were stealing children from Boys Town back in the day, and were raping them and torturing them and bringing them into the White House so other congressmen could do the same. And this is documented. But, of course, the mainstream media did not cover this as well, and the perpetrators went without any kind of prosecution. So that's a very important site for all of you to tell others about, franklinscandal.com. Okay, I'm getting a message here to let David have the final word. The question is being asked, can you legally or lawfully steal children back from their foster health parents? Of course, the answer is no. And actually, there's been a couple cases in the U.S. where parents have gone into, the foster care parents' home and taken their children back, and they're jailed for very extended purposes or periods. But David, what did you want to say about this? Are you David? Okay.
Well, was that Dr. Carly? Sorry.
Okay, well, did you have, I'm getting messages on the Skype. I am to let you have the final word. Did you want to comment on anything that we've said further?
No, I'm fine. I am. I'd just like to just remind people that, like, on the 27th of July 2012, the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will be London, one of the biggest protests going on, because it's not just our protest, but there's a lot of protests going on this day in London, yeah, to gain the attention of, like, the world media, I would say, you know what I mean, because our governments are not listening to it. So basically, everybody who's visiting London during the Olympics and everything, just at the end of the day, keep an eye out for us, because we will be there. Expect us. That's
me. Exactly. Okay. And of course, the governments are totally corrupt. Everything they're doing, the intentional collapse of the financial system, the stealing of people's homes, the stealing of people's businesses. But there's nothing more important than the stealing of the children and the torturing and devastation that's being done to the children. And so I think it's wonderful that all of you are getting together, but I just want to again point out that what you should also tell these other groups, because I guarantee you some of them have had their children stolen as well. That's the one thing that everybody can come together on, and if this can be made a focus of this protest, I think it's going to really blow the minds of the world, because they have to face the fact of what these governments are actually doing. Okay, Robert, please come on and make some final comments.
Yeah, thank you again, Dr. Carley, for letting me say my word. Yes, I'm kind of paranoid that the government is getting back at us for what we did in the 60s, the rebellion we did, like our parents did. And one thing that you just now said and forgot maybe to mention is the stealing of the actual lives of the children. They don't,
right.
They don't have a life after going through the system. And,
right. Well, let me just say, forget being paranoid. This has nothing to do with people standing up back in the 60s, although that's why they made marijuana, you know, an illegal substance and have, you know, basically made these ridiculous sentences for people that smoke a natural herb, because somehow this herb apparently made them actually, you know, see what was going on, and they started protesting the Vietnam War. This One World Order agenda has been in place for hundreds of years. So they are trying to just knock down any kind of situation where people stand up. It's not in retribution for that. It's just more of the same. They are doing what they're doing because that's their agenda. They're psychopaths, and they want to control the world. And, of course, you know, they make something like marijuana illegal, but yet they're forcing psychopaths or psychotropic drugs on the children, which actually causes a chemical lobotomy. And these children can't even think straight. They don't even know who they are, much less what's going on. So that's another attack on them. They're being attacked with vaccines, drugs, and most especially being stolen from their loving families. It's pure evil.
Evil it is. And again, I want to show my appreciation for letting me be on the show. And more power to the people that are actually standing up and starting to fight for what's right.
Yes, because it's not the truth that will set us free. It's acting on the truth. We must act. We can't just sit by and say, oh, okay, I'm glad that I realized what's going on. We have to act on the truth. But if I could just ask you a question, Robert, you had mentioned your pedophile adopted father. Are you still in contact with him? Has he ever admitted what he's done? Has he suffered anything other than a brief prison sentence for what he did? What's going on that front?
I have no idea where he is. Last contact I had with him was a good 18, 20 years ago. The only punishment, if you want to call that, was a year and a half in jail. And he got out within three quarters of a year. And I was actually put in juvenile delinquency, you know, those prisons, farms, as they call it, until my 18th. So I actually got more punishment than he did.
Right. And, of course, whatever you did to get put into juvenile detention, it was as a result of what had been done to you and that nobody protected you. So basically,
because they were afraid, because they were afraid that I might end up a pedophile or go on some kind of criminal circuit.
Right. Well, this is how it works, folks. And actually, I'm shocked that he got any sentence for pedophilia. He must have been a high-level Mason, being involved in the labor movement at a high level. So, apparently, you know, for some reason, they made an example out of him. But like you said, to be put in jail for three quarters of a year for such a heinous crime against children is ridiculous. I mean, we have people here in the States losing their homes, losing their jobs, and they're going to jail because they're going into grocery stores and stealing bread. Okay?
Yeah.
So what kind of crap is that?
They have to rewrite the law system, the penalty system.
No, the whole system has to be taken down because it is controlled by these monsters. As a matter of fact, I learned after 7 years in 7 different courts trying to save my son, I actually brought one of the judges who gave my child back to his abuser and brought him to federal court with the claim that he was protecting a pedophile and that many different constitutional rights had been violated. And the attorney general for New York State actually represented him at taxpayers' expense and got the case dismissed. And the way he got it dismissed was saying that judges are immune even if corrupt militias are incompetent. And people have to realize this is how it works. If you work for the government, you have immunity from prosecution. You can commit any heinous act, and it's okay. And that's actually a policy even in the International Criminal Court. Those judges are immune even if corrupt militias are incompetent as well. So the entire system has to go. And I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But what I do know is that truth will prevail in the end. And in order for that to happen, people of conscience are going to have to stand up. And all of you are involved in a major way of making that happen in the UK. And it's going to be an example to the world. So I so commend all of you for doing what you're doing. And don't let anything, you know, stop you. You must continue to do what you're doing, no matter how many threats or intimidation tactics they use against you. You know that you're in the right, and the children are watching all over the world.
Yeah. I must admit, it's kind of spooky for me because he was very high up in the government, and now I'm saying something. It's, God only knows what can happen.
Okay, check out their website, Robert, franklinscandal.com. Learn how all of the United States officials at the high levels, they're all pedophiles, okay? This is nothing unusual what you went through. Okay, I hear the music. The show's over. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll be in touch, and we'll keep track of what's going on. And truth will prevail. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.